From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Since 1994, the city of Atlanta has been knocking down dilapidated public housing projects to make room for mixed-income housing. The city now wants to demolish three more complexes, but the people who live there say the city's housing authority isn't doing enough to help them find new homes. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Shirley Hightower stands outside her apartment in a massive complex of two-story brick buildings in southwest Atlanta. It's called Bowen Homes, and Hightower is president of the Residents Association. She's lived here for 15 years.
You have the library on the right, the leasing office on your left. You have the elementary school down here. You have the community center here.
Hightower says it's really not such a bad place, but Bowen Homes has become Atlanta's poster child for poverty and crime, with several murders committed here since last summer. If the Housing Authority's plan is approved, Hightower and her neighbors will have to move out within the next several months.
To leave what is for what might be is not a very wise thing to do.
But Hightower says there's no guarantee that there's enough affordable housing in the city to relocate the 3,000 families living here, and she worries some will end up homeless. The Atlanta Housing Authority has already demolished 11 complexes since 1994 and plans to get rid of another dozen in the next 2 years. In most cases, mixed-income housing was built on those sites, and some of the homes were set aside for low-income residents. Everybody got vouchers, certificates that they could take anywhere to find rental housing. Renee Glover is CEO of the Housing Authority.
Families are out in the marketplace, and there is available housing. And so there are a lot of good choices.
Glover says residents can go anywhere they want, but those opposed to the demolition wonder how much choice they'll really have. Atlanta City Council member Felicia Moore has questions.
I want to feel comfortable that there are those opportunities there. And where are those opportunities? If we're deconcentrating poverty, are we able to disperse them enough that we do that? Are we keeping people kind of locked in the same community?
Families have been told that they're going to be able to move into affluent, upscale communities with these housing choice vouchers.
Emory University law professor Lindsay Jones has taken up the residents' cause. He says Georgia State University researchers found that out of about 100 zip codes in the Atlanta area, the vast majority of housing vouchers are located in just 10 of the poorest areas.
There's no evidence whatsoever that there's any landlord or developer that would be willing to receive these certificates in these communities. Yet this is what families are being sold. So what we see is that there is no real choice, that the only landlords who are willing to accept these certificates are landlords that own homes in areas that are concentrated by race and poverty.
Jones has filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, alleging discrimination and a violation of the Fair Housing Act. Meanwhile, the Housing Authority argues it has successfully relocated 7,000 residents into better communities with good schools. Renee Glover says it's past time to get residents out of the horrible conditions that exist in the remaining public housing projects.
The decision that is in front of us is, do we wait for the perfect plan, or do we do the plan that is available to us? And so we're trying to do this in a responsible way, but also with a real sense of urgency.
Back at Bowen Homes, some residents are ready to move out. For others like Shirley Hightower, there's a lack of trust.
This is a win-lose for us. I don't want my resident or my people moving somewhere and 6 months later they're homeless. This is what's getting ready to happen.
The Housing Authority says after it raises the complexes, it hopes to work with private investors to develop the land and reserve some space for low-income residents. But opponents say before the buildings come down, they'd like to get an agreement in writing. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.